The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Morning, Craig. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Anybody
it's
have
great to be here?
Eddie Mecca.
No.
Died last week. Carmine Ragusa on Laverne and Shirley.
The big ragu.
Big ragu. He'd come in and he would sing what? Craig, go ahead. Do it, man. Break into it.
You know, I go from rags to riches.
Sing it like he's hanging out there.
Do it like
Tony Bennett would sing it, man.
Oh, no. You got to do it like the big ragu would do it.
Yeah, but he could sing. He could sing.
Exactly.
I know, right?
I can't do that.
The big ragu was 69. Anybody having the Deadpool?
No.
Okay, that's too bad.
Nobody had the big
ragu. Too bad
ragu.
He died, actually. I should say that.
I heard you in the hallway.
He busted into it.
He put some feeling into it.
Yeah.
And there's some good reverb out there in that, up against the glass there.
He's funny on that show.
Got him good, man.
He was funny on that show. Okay, Craig, I saved this for you because, you know, Christmas is about the kids.
Oh, no.
You know, and this started out, it's not like most stuff, we don't ever plan anything on this show. It starts out organically. You know, Craig said this once.
You stupid son of a bitch!
And then the kids jumped in and they started helping out.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Yep. Craig said this one.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, God. And this is a new one, by the way. It's a new kid from yesterday.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, and she's so little.
Horrible.
That's the one. There's a video of her, right, Nick? I mean, Nick, excuse me. Plus, there's a video of that girl, right?
Yeah, hi, have we met?
She's really cute, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen that video.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I showed my wife that on the phone last night. Look at this little cute girl.
No, it doesn't give you a glimmer of hope.
No,
does me more atheists the better, man.
I hope we have generations
or agnostics or whatever, you know?
And generations of that to come.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's just horrible.
I don't know what name
what you're doing to the children
that generation has.
Oh, the children!
But I hope it catches on.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
And then we didn't even ask for this. I forgot about this one. I don't have the original, but yesterday we had a couple kids do this for us.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Oh, it's for the kids, isn't it? And then yesterday, randomly, of course, we do this one.
Dance, you fat bitch.
Yeah, Craig.
No.
Have you heard this yet?
This is
a cute little girl. This is what I said before the break. Hope her mom's not a big one. Because the dad must be videotaping. I think the dad sending these stuff in.
Oh, of course they do.
Here it is. Listen, hang on, be quiet.
Dance, you fat bitch.
hope she doesn't say it to kindergarten. She's not that old yet. I think she's probably like middle, probably preschool, right?
Yeah, maybe four.
Maybe four,
ish.
Yeah.
Dance, you fat bitch.
I am going to use that one.
But
a
good
lot.
Enunciation.
She nailed it.
She really enunciated.
And she has
good
no
job.
Idea why she's saying that. Yeah.
Dance, you fat bitch.
Either they're naturals or they got coached up pretty good.
Christmas is for the kids. Oh, there's a new Bieber too, right?
Yeah, well, that was the other new one. They've got three new ones that I put in today.
What number was that?
Three. It was a third.
Kid Bieber.
Third nice Bieber from a kid.
All right.
Nice Bieber.
I'll get a little.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Nice Bieber.
Yeah.
All right.
That one sounds creepy, though. They're all sounding creepy because we know we.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they just mean the stuffed Bieber from the movie, right? But, yeah.
Nice Bieber.
That's it.
How this got legs, I have no idea.
Same context.
I don't know how it started either, but I like it. It's only been like a week. We forgot.
Well, because it's easier to record stuff now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good.
Right. And ship it off on the email. The quality's good.
Yeah.
Previously, we would have had to drug these kids into the studio.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
I mean, this is pretty fun, listening to the kids do this,
yes,
but still not as fun.
Not as fun as a bag of dildos, no. Right. Right. this is my favorite right now.
Damn you, fat bitch.
God, what if she says it to her? Say her mom's not big. I don't care what her mom weighs, but what if that woman said, that little girl says that in front of her mom at all?
Or her teacher?
Oh, that's my favorite part, yeah.
Dance, you fat bitch.
And then she's expelled from preschool. Beautiful. Keep them coming.
Oh, man.
Keep them coming, you know.
That's fantastic.
Keep them coming.
Ah, well, I guess we're not playing baseball anymore.
I was listening to Way In on ESPN Radio, and
midnight. They started at midnight.
They had a 7-minute discussion, and they locked them out. And it said that the players gave up. They think they gave up too much last time, and the players want everything this time. So that's no way to negotiation starts with that, and that's not how they work.
What are the biggest bones of contention?
They didn't go into details except the players want everything this time. And, of course, the owner said no. And that's it.
Yeah, so right now, no trades, no free agent signings, no players allowed inside club facilities. That's why all the trades and signings were going on yesterday that you're in the last 2 or 3 days.
There was a flurry the last few days, and a lot of people got a lot of money. Are they going to see any of that if they play?
I'm sure.
Or if they don't play.
You have to play to get paid.
I mean, but if they don't play,
then they're not getting paychecks.
They don't get that money, right?
Sure they don't. They're locked out. That's probably true. I'm sure it's in all the contracts. You have to play.
So did they lure them in with big money, knowing this was going to happen?
No, I don't.
No,
think...
no. This is all contingent on when we're playing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they'll get back eventually. They did say that 9 stoppages in the past so many years, 20 to 40 years, something like that. And 5 of them were player strikes, and 4 were lockouts. This is a lockout. Yeah. He said the only good thing is that lockouts all ended before regular season play. Strikes are the ones that interrupted the actual games, right?
Yeah, but the last stoppage was the 90s.
94.
Yeah.
That was a player strike, right?
Mm. And that was the one that took
That's
away the World Series, right?
94.
Hasn't there been one since then that they just didn't lose any playing time?
I thought so, too, Puss.
They said 94.
They might have, Puss.
According to this, it says the biggest...
They might have.
The major sticking point, it all comes down to economics. The players want more pay earlier in their career. They want to not be stuck in the farm system for as long.
And the players also don't want any kind of salary cap, which sucks because the bad teams just suck. They'll never make it,
Rarely.
No, that means everybody plays for the Yankees.
Right, exactly.
Or the Mets, or the Dodgers.
And the fans hate that, so I'm not really... We're currently in negotiations ourselves, so I'm not really a big management guy. But when it comes to baseball, come on, people.
Oh, and here you go, Pirate fan. They say feel the cycle of teams rebuilding, a.k.a. tanking,
right,
is limiting payrolls.
Yep.
Oh, not having a job could be what's making me. I am really crabby. I was particularly crabby last night, and I am still this morning.
Good. That's great, because I am too.
Good.
Take cover, Craig.
Craig will be the happy guy this morning.
No, this will be fine.
All right.
Did you cause property damage at your house last night?
Oh, no. What'd you punch?
I tore some gate that I was sick of dealing with, so the dogs don't go upstairs.
So you're just, but it wasn't the gates. You were taking your motion shot of something else.
Oh, yeah. I really don't know what it was. A part of it was probably not having a job.
Right.
Or not knowing where we're going. We're going to have a job.
Yeah.
We just don't know where.
What was the other part? The dogs wanting out again?
No, I wish I knew.
Okay.
There's probably some people around me that could give you a little more insight.
All right. Well, let's call your wife. Nah. Why were you mad?
Nah, probably not.
Well, now you got something to do today. Go ahead and fix that gate.
That's probably the reason.
Probably not right now.
All right. I've seen you go off. We all have. I wonder what it was about.
Yeah.
You just can't say it on the air.
I wasn't even drunk. No, right. I don't. All I right. wish I knew.
Listeners demanding stuff. That's my favorite part about
the
morning. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's every day.
Yeah.
And I've been responding to some of them lately.
Yeah, good. How you doing, Craig?
It's
up to you to be sunshiny today, man.
Yeah, that's me.
And Nick will be that way, too, when he walks in.
Nick is a
ray of sunshine.
Is happiness and sunshine.
Up your ass. blow it up there.
Yeah.
The sunshine.
Yes. Propelled out of bed by the rainbows.
Shooting out your ass.
Shooting out of my ass.
It always is this time of year. I mean, besides, just normally we're this mood because we've been on the air for a long time.
And then I got a doctor thing I got to do today.
What's wrong now?
Maybe I'm a little nervous about that.
Is it a wart? Is it a finger?
What no.
Sex change?
Routine thing.
Sex change. He's not worried about that.
But
he's looking forward
to
that.
I'm just going
to
meet the guy at Tractor Supply. I got Bovexin.
Oh, yeah.
Cattle Master and Calf Guard.
Now, did Rogan tell you to do that?
Right. I got to get a treatment of all of those.
Calf Guard. Okay. Something wrong with your lower legs?
Yeah. No, it's different. Different treatment.
All right.
But we're not going to go conventional because conventional medicine.
That's stupid.
Morons. Right.
Who does that?
Yeah, they did another story last night. There was a doctor on last night again just begging, pleading for the a-holes to get vaccinated because they're all dying. Especially in this state and everywhere, but we're really up because our governor sucks ass.
Many of them do.
Oh, that's true. Many of them do.
Yep.
Some of them, most of them don't, but many of them do.
So everybody must have got their Spotify report yesterday.
Yeah, they all did, yeah.
I see a lot of it on Twitter, what music they listen to.
And we showed up a lot of people.
Yeah, I think they give you that year-end report on December 1st.
Yeah.
So now, everybody
gets okay. With all the streaming platforms, we're over 1.3 million a month right now.
Right. So Darren, over the course of the year, apparently, that's what they're counting, the course of the year.
I don't know if it's just the first 11 months or if they give you a full year.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would it
like December doesn't count
they
for
come
some
out
reason?
Yesterday. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Darren listened to 716 episodes, which accounts for 15,286 minutes.
I need Ken Burns for that. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
And then Jess, 950 episodes. 18,479 minutes, but the winner is Zane. He emailed this.
So far.
You get the picture, too, of what Spotify sends you. 1,347 episodes and a total of 27,738 minutes. That's more than I listen to.
Yeah, I didn't even hear what you said.
I think that's, yeah.
I didn't hear what you even said.
Nobody in the room listens to that much of the show.
No.
Thank you, buddy.
Impressive.
That. Thanks for everybody that's doing that.
Appreciate you downloading it.
Thanks for listening to the radio stations, too. That's why we're here this early.
Tonight for Thursday Night Football, it's the Cowboys and the Saints in New Orleans.
I forgot it was Thursday already.
Yeah, they're saying that's going to be the highest rated Thursday night game because Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. And they kind of almost always play because the Thursday after Thanksgiving, they generally put two teams who played on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So they don't have to do a short week.
Right.
And Dallas is going to be without their head coach, Mike McCarthy. He tested positive for the COVID.
Yeah, they're shutting down a lot of holiday parties for these NFL and NBA teams and stuff because this stuff's flaring back up.
Taysom Hill getting the QB start for New Orleans, oddly enough.
No.
Who's their guy? Trevor Siemian, right?
Right.
And Jameis is hurt.
Yeah, but Simeon's been sucking, so they're giving Taysom the ball.
Okay. Yeah, New Orleans lost 4.
Is that number 7, that running guy? Just
yeah.
The running guy?
Yeah, the gadget guy.
Yeah, all right, got it.
Guy that
kind of
everything.
A quarterback, kind of a not.
Yeah. I'd like to see the Cowboys go down again. That'd be funny.
I always love seeing
that. I know.
Yeah.
I don't care if they went every season undefeated. It would never come to a point where, okay, they can win a game.
It's because of their fans and the media coverage. If they win a game, they're the best team in the media.
I don't know if it was during PTI.
It's sort of like where we live with college.
Yes.
People ask, why do you hate so much? Because you guys just win one game and you think they're the best team in the country. So when you go 3-9, we just giggle.
God, I keep seeing Viking crap that parallels Husker crap. Because apparently the Vikings are the best sub-500 team in the NFL
right now.
I saw some ratings. They're at the top of the sub-500 list. You know what that means? You're losing.
Right. Sub-5. Yeah, at least my team's 500.
I think
exactly. 5-5-1.
But it's like these Viking fans are grasping at something that they're good at. Same as Husker fans.
Yep.
What are you good at? Well, we're the best three-win team. That means you suck.
Three-win teams suck.
Sub-500 teams means you suck. Oh, we're the best sucky team out there.
I think it was in the little hit that Kornheiser and Wilbon do right into SportsCenter at 5. But they asked him about the Cowboys, and Wilbon basically said what you said. He said, I don't care a bit about the Cowboys, and I hate their fans.
Right.
Because every year we hear, oh, this is the year, they're going to be, and then they start sucking, and they're 8-8.
And before their losing streak, even the commentators are saying they're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, and he went off on that, too. Mm-hmm. We hear it every year, and then they end up 500.
Right.
So go Saints.
I think the networks like the Cowboys to do well
because
they're a national team.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do. The fans love to see them lose.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Four bills now enacted, signed, aimed at helping veterans. One of the measures deals with racial disparities involving veteran benefits. Another seeks to reduce out-of-pocket education costs for surviving spouses and children of veterans. A third measure boosts maternal health services, including mental health. The fourth bill aims to recruit younger military doctors to serve in the VA.
Ah, we can't invest.
I guarantee that didn't pass a 100 million to 0, you know.
Stop investing in people.
There were people that voted against that bill because of who's in charge. I guarantee it.
Can't have a win.
Nope. Can't have a win.
Oh, and the 13th Dallas Cowboy in NFL COVID protocols.
Yeah, the thing about
Amazing.
That is, if you're not vaccinated and you're around them, you have to sit down. And that they're still not mentioning who, because you don't know who's not vaccinated. But that's the key right there.
Well, you kind of do because
if they're not sick and they're around somebody and they're vaccinated, they can play. They can play.
You know whether they're vaccinated or not, how long they're gone.
Right.
If they're vaccinated, it's right. And they are deemed a close contact, it's like 5 days.
Right.
If you're not, it's 10.
Right. Oh, I saw another reason for you to hate the Cowboys the other day. Apparently, it was Larry Brown's birthday.
Oh, but
Larry Brown was the MVP of the Super Bowl when they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers and picked off Neil O'Donnell.
And let's be careful. Neil O'Donnell threw two right at him.
Yeah, he did.
Remember that.
But they showed the highlights. I remember watching
Screw Neil O'Donnell, everything he stands for. They started coming back in that game, too, the Steelers did.
They did.
That was the Super Bowl of January, February of 96, I remember, where we were at Hooters that day.
That's right.
I was pissed off at Cowboy fans.
I recall.
Yeah.
Did you seek solace inside the restaurant?
Inside something.
That night?
I'm trying to think.
I'm sure you did.
I guarantee I did that night, 96. Glory days, pass you by.
Nevada casinos matched a record streak of 8 straight months of $1 billion or more in house winnings.
Oh, winnings. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
That's good.
House
winnings. They don't build those things on winner.
The house wins.
Right.
Does that
take but this is a record streak of 8 straight months of $1 billion or more.
Does that take into account the online stuff now? Like if you're using
those
apps.
No, this is Nevada casinos.
Like Caesars.
Right.
In Iowa.
Does that all count under the Caesars umbrella to that?
No, this is Nevada casinos specifically.
So just physical betting done in those casinos.
Apparently so. Casinos statewide won a little bit more than $1.2 billion last month, matching a mark set before the Great Recession in 2007.
That would indicate that it seems Vegas is back.
Casino winnings up almost 20% compared with pre-pandemic October 2019.
Vegas is back. Yep.
Now, part of that is because the month of October had 5 weekends this year, but nevertheless, sports betting topped $1 billion for the month for the first time there, and it had earlier in New Jersey.
Does every casino pretty much have a sports book now? You had to look
for them.
Had to kind of look for them. Yeah, yeah. Not every casino had one.
They might not all, but a lot of them do. I saw a new one open up recently because we follow a friend of ours. broadcast and that's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I think
Matt does that.
Caesars, you know, made a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of them followed suit after that.
The Oklahoma State. Here's great news here.
Penn State might play Arizona State in that Vegas Bowl, man. Telling you, that'd be kind of cool.
Penn State might play who?
Arizona State. One guy picked Penn State against Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl. A bowl game, by the way, for a lot of our fans, is when you win at least six games, they invite you to this extra game.
Postseason reward.
They give you a seventh.
Right.
To some college, and they get to practice. Yeah. That's the thing. They like that practice.
Horrible story here out of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma State Pardon and
Parole
Board.
Oh, by the way, also, Rittenhouse is no longer enrolled, by the way.
I saw that.
I said that would make you happy.
He
dropped out of Arizona State.
I took him through the withdrawal from classes process. It's probably a lot easier now.
Well, they didn't yell murderer at you.
Right.
When I went
to Arizona State, I attended classes for a semester.
Yeah.
I signed up for the next semester. I didn't go. So what I had to do was on the last day that you could withdraw from classes, and you could probably do this all online now.
Right.
But I had to go, you had to
walk around.
Each and every one of my teachers and say, I need you to sign this. I need you to sign this.
Yep.
So my transcript, if I pulled it up from Arizona State, would have a bunch of W's.
All
on
W's,
it.
Right?
Withdrawal.
Those are wins?
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Wins. In that case, it was a win.
I tweeted out that he was, I said, this will make Todd happy. Then LD tweeted out, some college. Rittenhouse has some college.
No, he didn't go to any class, so he doesn't even get some college.
And two murders, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll get an internship somewhere.
Oh, Fox or the
he'll
DC.
He'll be a hero somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
No, once I got a radio job.
Oh, I know why you quit.
Because I went from weekends to weekends and vacation fill and lots of hours.
Todd Brent.
Really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, just screw school. This is what I came here for. So I could do this.
Exactly.
And then I got that pep talk from you 20-some years later.
Yeah.
Just drop out. You don't need it.
Yeah, you didn't listen.
I didn't. I didn't. But I got a piece of paper on the wall now for it.
Yes, you do.
And a debt.
Yeah.
And, and we're getting closer to that thing being paid off.
And congratulations.
All right, good.
Three more years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We'll wait on that horrible story and do this one instead.
Is it horrible? I'm kind of in the mood for a horrible story right now.
So 20 years? Almost 20 years?
Yeah, is it
paying that thing off? We'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that kind of horrible. It's not fun horrible.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And you're not paying Harvard, Dartmouth. You're not paying Ivy League.
No.
20 years to pay that off.
Yeah. Well, it was a 20-year consolidation loan because that was what made the payment lowest.
And you went to a local high school.
It's a better school now.
It is.
Than it was then.
Yeah, but not then.
Obviously, they took me.
But it couldn't have been that expensive.
No, it wasn't.
Relative to other colleges back then.
No, I think I had like 21 grand in debt, but I was I'd just gotten out of college, and I wanted to get the payment as low as possible.
I did the same thing, Push.
It was 125 bucks a month.
Yeah, that was mine's about 88 bucks a month for 10 years. I'll write down what I'm paying for Madison at KU, and then you want to poop yourself.
Yeah, it's probably about.
And she got a scholarship.
It's probably about for a year what I got for five.
I don't even want to write it down because I want to have a good day.
No, I paid for.
It's her birthday today.
2 years in Lincoln.
Yeah, but that was all. That was also 10 years ago.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah,
you're right.
Out of New York State, Oneida County deputies responded to a report of public lewdness in front of a home. The homeowner, Bobby Andrews, was, quote,
whipping it out,
standing out in his front yard wearing nothing but a jacket.
His wiener hanging out?
And was exposing himself while performing a lewd act in view of the public eye.
Yeah, he's masturbating, too.
Jacket on, jacket off?
Rock and roll.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
That's right.
Both
that's
can
it
be true.
Yes. Absolutely.
Both at the same time.
Full Donald Duck in it.
Oh, man.
In a sense.
I'm still calling my wife to the window first. Honey, check this out.
The nearby elementary school was notified.
You can't do that there.
Yeah.
And school buses were diverted from the area.
Really?
Yeah, this is about 2:50 in the afternoon.
Meth is a bad drug.
Kids were about to get released from school.
You are
meth
creep
is a bad drug.
If
kids
they're diverting bus traffic because of you.
At least he was cold though. Yeah. Jacket on, jacket off. Good point. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.